Good morning, one and all. Well, and welcome to EZTEC's result presentation for the second quarter of 2022. Please note that this call is being recorded and all the participants are in listening-only mode. By the end of the presentation, we will begin a Q&A session when further instruction will be given. In case any of you may need any assistance over the call, please let us know through the chat box. In case you have any connection issues, you may reuse the same web link or ID to return to the presentation. You may find that link and ID, as well as the slides for this presentation, at our website ir.easytech.com.br. Before we start, we'd like to mention that any statements during this call pertaining to EZTEC's business projections, operational and financial targets are based on management's beliefs and premises, as well as currently available information. Future considerations do not constitute an assurance of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises. Investors may take into account that general economic condition, industry operational circumstances may ultimately affect EZTEC's future performance. They may cause the company's results to differ materially from those expressed in those forward statements. Now, I would like to introduce myself. I am Pedro Lourenço, the IR coordinator for EZTEC. And along with me for this presentation, I have Emilio Fugazza, our CFO and IR officer of EZTEC. I'd like to introduce you in the third slide. We are starting talking about the launches of the second quarter of 2022. We made something close to 230 million reais in Haute Brooklyn and 180 million reais in Hub Brooklyn. Those projects are directed for the high income and clients. They're segmented by the standard of a high-end and smart living type of product that the company is launching recently. It's something close to 400 million reais that we launched in the second quarter, a close number that is very similar for what we have done in the first quarter of this year. In talking about those launches that we have made in the first quarter, I'd like to highlight that both Expression Ibirapuera and Exalt Ibirapuera, they are more than 51% sold at this time. So moving to the next slide on page number 4, we're going to start to talk about the operational performance, and you'll be able to see that our gross margin, our gross sales was up to 666 million reais at this quarter, and net sales extended at 231 million reais. Despite the sales performance, we'd like to point out that the majority of our sales came from our recent launches, more than 60% of it. And also, I would like to highlight that the cancellations are evolving very well for the company since it came back to the same amount that was reported in the year before. So it's now at 335 million reais. Now, moving to the slide number 5, we are like to talk about the future launches, the next launches for the company. And we like to share with you that 670 million reais in potential sales value is ahead, but also talking about the second phase of Unique Green is the picture and product you can look at the border at your left, to your right. You will see that it came with a potential sales value shares attack at 410 million reais. That is the same project, the second phase of the same project that we have launched in the last month, in the last quarter of 2021, in which it was already 50% sold in that first phase. And now, by launching this project, we have opened those their sales stands in the last weekend, and we already performed something close to 25% in sales, something close to 120 million reais for this project only. Those numbers, I would like to remember that this project is already in our accountability. So all of these launches, all of these sales will be affecting directly our revenues for the third quarter of 2022. So moving for the next slide, I would like to talk about what the company is going to deliver up to the end of this year. And you can see that it's something close to 800 million reais EPSV value, shares attack, in which in the chart below, you can see that something close to 82% of it, talking about PSV terms, is already sold. So our future deliveries are being done or will be done they will not increase too much the inventory levels for the company since they are very well sold. So up to today, we have already launched something close to 300 million reais with the deliveries, from the first quarter and the second quarter together. Moving to the slide at the next page, I would like to talk about our land bank formation. Since the company is not acquiring new land plots, we are just launching our units and correcting the value by the INCC, that the inflation index here for the construction industry in Brazil. We can see that despite having launched something close to 900 million reais, we have a project variation at the same amount, maintaining the same level that we have reported before at 11 billion reais in our land bank. But another thing that is really important to highlight is the project that we are carrying with resolutive clauses that are not inside at this moment at our land bank volume, but it will be soon being considered since its majority is attached to a single project only, that is extra marginal, that increases something close to 2.5 billion reais for future land bank formation, going to something close to 13.5 billion reais or 14 billion reais. Like to remember also that we have a very diversified land bank that you can see in the chart below, that is almost well distributed in our companies, Fit Casa, Easy Inc., and EZTEX brands, very well distributed, so making us available to launch whatever is necessary in the future scenario. And also in the chart and the map at your right, you can see that these lands are very well located. Most of it, 6.5 billion reais, are located in the south zone of São Paulo, where we can make more aggressive sales and do very well projects for the neighbor. On the slides, in the next page, slide number 8, talked about our inventory evolution. We like to point that we, despite all of the launches and the gross sales that we're carrying now, the Easy Ink product that we launched in the last year is now considered a non-sales inventory. So it's a standby inventory that you can see in our evolution on the chart. And because of that, we're reporting now an inventory for sale that is close to 2.7 billion reais, what is currently something close to 2 years of sales performance for the company. But I like to highlight that only 367 million reais of this inventory is residential ready inventory. You can look at the chart at your below at your right. That the major part of this inventory is under construction at this moment. So we're looking very carefully for future launches, searching for those projects that would also provide us a good sales speed and also a good gross margin and less inventory formation, Machete. Moving forward, the next part, we are going to start to talk about our financial performance, and I would like to pass the word to our CFO, Emilio Fugazza, so he can go ahead with the presentation. Mr. Emilio.
Thank you very much, Pedro. I would like to start talking about financial performance on page number 9, starting with net revenues at the top left of this slide. Second Q 2022 came at 243 million reais compared to 287 million reais in the first Q 2022. It's important to mention that in this Q, there was a recognizement of revenues about the project Unique Green, the first phase we have launched so far, something around 50% sold of this first phase. But the cost of the land is so cheap, all the cost is the minor part of the whole cost of this project. That's why the amount of a recognizement is so low. But as we see the construction improving, we are going to see the major volume of revenues coming up. In terms of gross margin and gross profit on top right, you can see 4 million reais at a gross margin of 35%, coming down from 39% from the first Q 2022. Here, it's important to mention the technical effect we faced in this quarter. The whole amount of budgets of projects and the construction were adjusted by the inflation of the sector, INCC, which was something around 5.5%, something close to 5.5%. However, the receivables of our receivables from those units under construction were not adjusted by the same INCC, because by the contract, the clients, they have to pay this INCC with a delay of almost 2 months from the months we have to, I would say, to recognize this in the construction time. So meaning that in the third quarter, you are going to see this amount of receivables being adjusted by the same index we saw in the construction in the second Q. So in the third Q, you're going to see an amount very close to 2 billion reais adjusted by 5.5% of INCC without the counterpart of the construction cost, carrying the gross margin for the same level we saw in the past, very close to 44%, 43%. That is our expectation. In terms of equity income, in the bottom left of this slide, 24 million reais, meaning that all the projects we have been doing with our partnerships are under construction right now and coming with the same standards of results and gross margin the projects we have been consolidating. So something close to 35%. It's important to mention that those projects are very well sold. Projects like Eredita in the neighborhood of Moca, East Zone of São Paulo, or even low-income projects like PIN Internacional in Guarulhos, Metropolitan Region of São Paulo, or PIN Osasco, the same region. So We are very excited to improve this line of our balance sheet in the next coming quarters with new launches, like Pedro mentioned before, the very first project of EasyCall, a project located in Villa Mariana in the very high end, in the very high end prospect. In the bottom right, finally, backlog margin and backlog results. 361 million reais at a backlog margin of 38%, coming down from 40% from the first Q 2022. The same effect of the gross margin, we're going to see a rebound of this margin to another 40% or a little bit more because of the adjustments of our receivables at a pace of 5.5% INCC. Moving on, page number 10, on top left, financial result and net revenues, 48 million reais. This is one of the most or higher financial results ever for this company. 48 million reais meaning that one third of this value is coming from the cash and equivalents. Here in Brazil, we are facing something close to 14% basic interest rates. And obviously, 14% applied at almost 1 billion has cash is one third of the results you can see. And the remaining two thirds are coming from the portfolio of direct receivables we are financing to our clients. Nowadays, on top right, you can see 378 million reais, a little bit more than 1,000 clients we have been providing this financing. And on average, adjusted by IGP, the regular inflation index here in Brazil, IGP plus 10%. Apart from that, we have something around 200 million reais of receivables in a time of being transferred to the banks, and even though adjusted by IGP plus 12%. On the bottom left, net income coming at a pace of 83 million reais, together with the first Q 2022, 105 million reais, meaning the first half close ended up 188 million reais of net income, meaning a net margin very close to the gross margin for this company at a 35% first half. Moving on to slide number 11, capital structure. You can see on the left side of this slide, the third-party capital had a little improvement this quarter, specifically because we raised the first venture of this company, 304 million reais, together with 91 million reais of loans in project finance and 164 million reais of payments to be done with the lands we have acquired so far, meaning that the whole capital structure, 17% of it is third party. On the right side of this slide, 5.4 billion reais of assets, meaning that the majority of the growth of this line was land bank. You can see the first line in second Q 2022, 1.7 billion reais land bank, meaning that something close to 500 million reais is the land and construction of Stair Towers. Stair Towers is our project, corporate project, two commercial towers, AAA towers, located in the south zone of São Paulo, 40% executed, and a project that the price, the potential sales value, is close to 1.8 billion reais. Cash and equivalents, 1 billion reais. Inventory under construction, something close to 600 million reais. And another important mention is the finished units receivables, 457 million reais, meaning that something close to 75% of this whole value under management of EasyTech. We are providing financing for over 20 years for our clients. It's important to mention that nowadays we have been open to our clients another, I would say, line of financing close to 35 years and IPCA or IGP plus 8% in order to improve sales, in order to take advantage of this branch of our company providing so much income, so much good results for this company in the last 4 to 5 years. Finally, it's important to mention that the book value of this company per share is very close to 20 reais compared to the current price of our shares, close to 18 reais per share. On the slide on page number 12, coming to an end this presentation, two important facts to mention. First of all, share buyback program. Share buyback program as a consolidated. So far, we have acquired almost 9 million shares, meaning that from 227 million shares at the beginning of the last year, nowadays is something close to 218 million shares, a dilution of almost 5%. Investing a total value of 177 million reais in average price of 20 reais per share. In this third program, nowadays is about 2.8 million shares already bought in a total value of 45 million reais, average price of almost 16 reais per share. In terms of dividend, coming to a regular pace to pay dividends quarterly, the board of directors has approved the payment of 9 cents per share at 31st of August, the next 31st of August, which meaning something close to 19.7 million reais to be paid, which means close to 25% of the total amount of net profit to release it at this moment. So saying that, I would like to open for questions and considerations that myself and Pedro are completely available to answer. Thank you very much, guys.
Now we will open the Q&A session. For those who wish to manifest themselves, we require that you use the functionality raise hand. As long as time allows, we will also answer the question that arrived via chat. If it's not possible to answer them within the allocated time, we request that you forward the question with an email contact to the EasyTech's IR team. So, we can contact you after this conference call. Since there was no manifestation, we would like to please all of you that have heard this presentation, results presentation, and like to point out that EasyTech's results call, conference call is now closed. And also, as IR coordinator, I would like to manifest that we would like to inform that we are all developing new tools and revising our layouts for our materials. In order to try to bring you more transparency, accurate information, and more engagement to our readers regarding the business, the company businesses and strategies. So therefore, be sure to check out our materials in our investor relations website, the data, the new earnings release, this webcast presentation, and take a part in our opinion pool. We'll take you a lot for your participation and wish you a great day. Have a nice weekend.